This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden signaled on Friday that he is hopeful a deal over the U.S.-Mexico border could be worked out next week, at least in the Senate, controlled by his Democratic Party, and that, quote, significant policy changes were needed.
You know, I think next week we ought to be able to work out something, at least in the Senate. And I'm hopeful it's going to be the bipartisan package the Senate is going to pass, God willing. Now, the question is for the Speaker and the House Republicans. Are they ready to act as well?
Republicans in Congress have blocked emergency funding for Ukraine in an effort to push new security policies along the U.S.-Mexico border. They blame Biden's policies for an influx of immigrants into the United States. Observers say U.S. reputation has suffered because of its support of Israel's operations in Gaza that have displaced millions and killed tens of thousands. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Washington.
Analysts say Washington's support of Israel's operations, which have caused tens of thousands of casualties, has absolutely diminished its global standing. And it has emboldened those who have long complained about U.S. hegemony, such as South Africa, which earlier this month sued Israel for genocide in the International Court of Justice. In coming days, South Africa will be among 120 delegations meeting in Uganda for a summit of the Non-Aligned Movement, which are nations not formally aligned with or against any major power bloc. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea says it has tested a nuclear-capable underwater attack drone in response to a combined naval exercise by South Korea, the United States, and Japan this week, as it continues to blame its rivals for raising tensions in the region. The purported drone test came days after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un declared he would scrap his country's long-standing goal of peaceful reunification with South Korea and that his country would rewrite its constitution to define South Korea as its most hostile foreign adversary. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit VOA.